Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodím k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio. O pol čtvrtej hodiny u Pittsburghu a pol desiatej hodiny u Prešovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 18. júna 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. You can catch our archives any time of the day or night by going to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, June 18th, 2023. A very happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, father-like figures, and spiritual fathers. We will get to some Father's Day selections next week. This week, I've already planned around Klara Balog and the Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor and the commemoration of her birthday. But first, we do have my dad, Jack Polovka, of blessed memory. He was the co-host of this program with me from 2004 to 2010, talking about Mother's Day. And then we do have a Vichnaya Pamyat for all those fathers that are already in their eternal reward, as well as a Menohaya Iblahaya Lita for all the fathers that are still with us. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, spiritual fathers, and father-like figures.
Father's Day is a celebration inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting and to honor fathers and forefathers. The officially recognized date of Father's Day varies from country to country. In the U.S., the first modern Father's Day celebration was held on July 5, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia, inspired by Anna Jarvis's efforts to establish a Mother's Day. Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd was a driving force behind the establishment of Father's Day. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, reared his six children in Spokane, Washington, as a single parent. Although she suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, she did not provide the organizers with enough time to make the necessary arrangements. President Woodrow Wilson was personally feted by his family in 1916. President Calvin Coolidge recommended it as a national holiday in 1924. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made Father's Day a holiday to be celebrated on the third Sunday of June. The holiday was not officially recognized until 1972 during the presidency of Richard Nixon.
Oh.
On today's broadcast, we commemorate the 5th anniversary of the passing of Klára Balogh, who passed away June 9th, 2018. She was the longtime ballet master of the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor. I will tell you more about Klára Balogh, but first we're going to go to Ushhorod, where the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor has been based since 1945, and we're going to dip into some of the old records from the 50s here throughout the program today. But we're going to start with Chorni Ochi Yak Teren and Techa Voda Kalamutna.
Я не смутна, вам
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us here on Rusyn FM. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. Yesterday, our Rusyn folk band here in the Pittsburgh area that I'm involved with, Silkira, played the Youngstown Simply Slavic Festival. Since we're pre-recorded, I don't have any updates from that. I hope to have sound bites from it next week, so please stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have something for you next week. We go back to the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor, and I will tell you about the life of Klara Balog right after this. This is Oy Marichko Chicheri. Today we are commemorating the 5th anniversary of the passing on June 9th of longtime ballet master of the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor, the Rusyn Folk Ensemble from Ushorod, Klara Balog. Klara Balog was a choreographer and folklorist from Podkarpatska Rus and Ukraine. She was born as the 5th child out of 7 in the family of a school janitor and shoemaker, Fedor Kerechanin, who served in the prestigious Czech school in the center of Ushorod, which is today's school number 1. There, the family received 2 rooms in the basement to live. 3 languages were spoken in their family: Rusyn with their father, Hungarian with their mother, and German with their grandmother. And of course, in the schoolyard, children's games were played in Czech. At the age of 6, she went to a Rusyn elementary school, and at the age of 10, to a Rusyn Hungarian high school. She graduated from the Czech Hungarian teacher school in 1947. During her studies at this school, she lived in 4 countries together with Ushorod. She graduated in Ukraine. At that time, the teacher's college was changed to a music pedagogical school. She got her first taste of dancing with choreography the age of six in a dance studio led by the soloist of the Prague Ballet, Aurelia Kremnitska. From 1945, Klara Balog was a soloist with the dance group, the Transcarpathian State Song and Dance Ensemble, Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor. And since 1969, she had been the ballet master and director. The first performance with the Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor was held in Moscow on November 23, 1948, and by 1951, with another performance in Moscow, she received her first state award, the Badge of Honor Award in 1951. With that, her triumphant career as a choreographer began. Klara Balog studied folk dances in the villages, described them in detail, and published the book Dances of Transcarpathia. Based on that, she created more than 30 choreographic compositions, conducted folk dance courses, and she directed choreographic works in Kyiv, Prešov, the United States, Canada, and France. She also taught folk and stage dance at the Kyiv Choreographic College, and at the same time took classical dance lessons from honored artist of Ukraine, Halina Berezovo. She choreographed dances such as Yaroska Karichka, Bubniarsky, Rakovetsky Krucheni, Vasilovi Sifri, Oi Marichko Chicheri, which we just heard, Bereznyanka, which we'll hear in a little bit, Vivchari na Polonini, which we'll hear a little later, and Boykivsky Zabavi. Even when she was 80 years old, she went to her favorite job every day until 2013 when she became seriously ill. Then she had to give up her life's dream. Klara Balog passed away on June 9, 2018. Some of the other awards that she earned were Order of Prince Yaroslav the Wise, 5th degree, the Order of Princess Olga, 3rd degree, Medal of Honor of the President of Ukraine, Order of the Red Banner of Labor, the Order Sign of Honor, and is an honored artist of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. She also awarded the People's Artist of the Ukrainian SSR. She wrote a book of her memoirs, and she left us this final message. Будьме людьми, живемо в Заході, взаємному частуванню. Let's be people, live in harmony, and mutual praise. Next, we have the Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor with Bereznyanka. And this comes from around the village of Veliki Berezny, which is not far from the border with Slovakia.
Oh! fatherland, your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the June edition of the GCU magazine. So that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. The Carpatho Russin Society will hold an online Zoom seminar on Monday, June 26th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Professor Pat Kravchik, Professor Emerita of the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, will present A Glimpse into Our Own Mythical Ancestral Carpathian Past, Researchers and Writers in a Liminal Space and Time. At the close of World War I, the remote northern counties of the Hungarian Kingdom were added to Czechoslovakia. Russian folklorist Petr Bogatyrev and Czech journalist and writer Ivan Obracht went to this area because they were curious, and they left us all of their notes on what they found. So who were these gentlemen? Why did they venture to our region? What did they find? What did they leave for us? Professor Pat Kravchik will tell us. And again, this is Monday, June 26th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The seminar online, A Glimpse into Our Own Mythical Ancestral Carpathian Past, Researchers and Writers in a Liminal Space and Time. Carpatho Russin Society members can register for this by going to our page, c-rs.org, then look for events and click Our Events. c-rs.org, Events, Our Events. Once again, a very happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, spiritual fathers, and father-like figures. I will have some Father's Day tunes for you next week, I promise. As mentioned, I totally forgot about Father's Day. Being a father myself, I know that's something of unbelievable status, but yes, it did happen. So we will be playing some Father's Day melodies for you next week. Thank you for joining me today on Holose, Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. We hope you did enjoy our commemoration of the life and the passing of Klara Balog, who lived from July 17, 1928 to June 9, 2018, the longtime dancer, ballet master, and director of the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. And we leave you today with two more selections from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor. First, we have Boykivsky Zabavy, followed by Vivchari na Polonini. So in essence, these last two songs, one is a Boyko number, which is up in the Verkhovina Mountains that straddles Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast and Transcarpathian Oblast, and Vivchari na Polonini, not far from there, just over southeast a little bit in the mountains from that area. So again, thank you for listening. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
Голос Русинів Америка.